Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander. With the market having its little conniptions this week, we probably should talk a little bit about the market, Leanne. But before we go there, you've got a website that we have not talked about for a long time. So let's give that website, Leanne.
It's Lenander Financial Advisory, Inc. And it has a lot of interesting stuff on it. So I would suggest if you want to go and get some financial information and some tips and that kind of a thing and talking about the markets, that's a good place to go and look.
Lenander Financial Advisory,
Inc.
INC. L-E-N-A-N-D-E-R. Advisory.
Inc.
Inc. Okay, now let's talk about the market.
The market has really not started out the year well. We've had a lot of volatility going on. And it really started when we heard about China. That really started to set it off. Of course, last year we had all kinds of things going on. And then it was, when is the Fed going to raise the interest rates? And finally, things kind of settled down there. And then we did have one incident with China last year that upset the markets because it sets up the whole global economy. And guess what? We thought things had simmered down, and we start out with problems with China again.
What is really going on with China, Leanne?
China's having a growth problem, and they are running into all kinds of little situations. They are really trying to get their country organized and things settle down and get their growth going. They are cutting back, dealing with some of the other emerging markets. They have cut back a lot in a lot of different areas that they didn't feel was good for them financially, and there's been a reaction globally to what's going on in China.
One of the things that I read, and I'm certainly not an economist or understanding the whole big picture, but China is moving out of an agricultural economy.
That's right.
To a manufacturing
consumer economy.
Consumer economy, but they're not really set up to do that, and you really go through lots of growing pains when you do that.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on over there. They're looking at all different areas that they have to change as how they're going to handle their whole situation over there. How are they going to keep everything stimulated? They've been cutting down and saying, okay, we're going to cut off trading for a little bit here. And when they do that, that screws things up. Mm-hmm. And then they'll start trading again, and then all at once they'll stop trading, and it's been kind of a mess.
Well, and that big dam that they're putting on the Yangtze, they've displaced hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, which has thrown that whole economy in that area into a turmoil.
And so they've cut back the mining, too.
Mining. Caterpillar's having an awful time over there, not selling anything because that's their big market.
So that is what we started with this year.
China with a big black eye for us.
That's right.
All right. Let's talk about the American investor. Should they get out today, Leanne?
When we look at the markets and we talk about what's going on with the markets and we see how volatile it is, it makes the investors nervous. But the thing that they have to consider is we go through these different things at different times. And if you are in the market, there's got to be a reason why you're in the market. That's not going to be a short-term situation. You have to look at your goals. You have to look at your objectives. You have to look at your assets, where they are. You have to decide why you would want to go into the stock market. And then when you go into the stock market, you have to decide as to what companies you want to invest in. And do you want to invest in individual stocks? Do you want to invest in mutual funds? Do you want to invest in exchange-traded funds? And how that fits into your own portfolio.
So the voice of calmness is not necessarily get out.
That's right. A lot of people think that after we get through some of this with China and after we get started and get straightened around, we'll see a good year coming down the pike. but it makes it awfully nerve-wracking for the individual investor when they're watching the market go, and then they have their investments dropping, and all at once the market will turn and it'll start to move up again, so you don't really know where you are.
You always want to buy
supposed to buy low and sell high,
but that unfortunately doesn't always work that way.
So you've got to think about what your situation is.
What you talk about the market. What is the market, Leanne? What do you talk about when you're talking about the market?
There's a lot of different markets out there. We have the markets overseas, and we have our markets. And when we look at our markets, we look at the Dow, we look at the NASDAQ, we look at how we are set up, we look at the S&P 500, we look at the different companies in these different areas. So you're looking at the fact that you could invest differently depending upon which index you're, if you're in an index or if you're on the NASDAQ or if you're on the S&P 500, you will invest differently depending upon your age. And are you really investing for growth? Are you investing for income? Should you be in bonds? There's all different kinds of things that come into play here.
So there is no specific market that you think they should be in?
No, it depends upon the individual.
Okay.
One thing, think about when you think about the NASDAQ, and the NASDAQ ended up for the year. That is basically follows technology. There's a lot of technology on the NASDAQ. You go to the Dow, and that's basically 30 stocks, and they are the great, great big companies.
Those are the big boys.
And they are the big boys. They are the ones that are going to pay the dividends. But remember, that's only 30 stocks, and they do change that every once in a while. So you've got to follow with the idea, okay, if I'm going to go with the Dow, there's 30 stocks, but there's a lot of other big stocks out there that pay the dividends. They don't grow as fast, but they're big. They pay dividends, so they give you income, and they give you more security. They don't go up and down as rapidly, generally, as so many of the other stocks.
One of the questions that always comes up is, have I done an inventory recently? How often should a person do an inventory of their investments, Leanne?
I think you should look at your investments every so often and not wait till the end of the year. Rebalancing it at the end of the year is good, but you should review them just to see what's going on, to see how your investments are reacting to what's going on with the markets out there and what's going on here or what's going on overseas and how it affects your investments. Also, what you have to look at is you have to look at your age, along with that, your goals, your objectives. When you're older, you're going to be more conservative. When you're younger, you should be more aggressive.
Should be very, very aggressive when you're younger.
That's right. So you can start out with the small company and mid-sized company stocks or the mutual funds that cover those areas. You get older, you're going to get more and more conservative. You're going to get more into the big companies. You're going to follow more stocks like the Dow, et cetera, because they are going to give you the income stream that you will want down the line from those dividends.
Talk about investing in long-term or short-term. Do you have some people who invest short-term?
No.
Very quick answer.
You don't invest short-term because the markets are not for someone who's going to play the market.
Unless you're one of the day traders.
Right. And they found that day trading doesn't work out well.
What
you're looking at, if you're going to use stocks, and you're going into the stock exchange and going into those markets, you're in there for the long term, and you have to take that into real consideration because you can't be bouncing all over. If you go in and out and in and out, you're not giving those investments time to grow, and it upsets your whole plan. So you have to look at investing in the stock market for a long-term type of a picture.
One of the things that I notice with people who jump in and out have a tendency to buy high and sell low.
Yeah, they panic. And you can't panic when you're going to be investing in these stocks. One thing, if you buy a stock and you've researched the company and you've done a good job watching that company, and you've seen that it's doing well, that nothing is changing with it except it's growing nicely. Yes, it's going to correct once in a while. So the big thing is know what you're buying. Do a little studying if you're going to buy individual stocks. Otherwise, to be a little bit more conservative, go into mutual funds or exchange-traded funds.
Why do people buy stocks? What's the rationale for buying a stock?
They're looking for growth, basically. They want to buy stock in a company. They want to let it grow, and they want those shares to grow, and they want the price to go up. And they want that investment to grow for them. So that's why they buy stock, to see growth for their portfolio. When you've got stock, you are an owner of that company. Bonds, on the other hand, if you're buying bonds, you are a debtor. In other words, you are borrowing money. And you're
borrowing money to the company.
That's right. And you are not an owner. You are a debtor.
So
you don't have ownership. But you want to grow, then you're going to have ownership.
Right. So there's a different reason for buying stocks versus bonds. And in the long term, you become an owner by buying stock. Leanne, give your website again.
It's Lenander Financial Advisory, Inc.
Okay, Lenander Financial Advisory. There's a lot of information. I didn't realize how much information was on there. And there's some great articles. So I would suggest if you've got looking for information, go on there. Let's give our quick phone numbers, Leanne. Give your number.
651-365-5000.
And 651-436-3997.
One thing that we need to cover is the fact that there is a difference between the individual stocks and buying a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund.
Okay, covered.
Mutual funds means there's a variety of different investments within the particular mutual fund. So you're spreading your risk, and they are not as volatile as individual stocks. Exchange-traded funds actually trade during the day. You can buy or sell during the day, and then when you buy or sell during the day, you are following an index where there's not all this buying and selling going on like it is in a regular mutual fund. It's just that you're following an index like the S&P 500, et cetera, and it moves up and down with the different stocks within that particular index. So there is a difference between an exchange-traded fund and a mutual fund, except the one thing to keep into consideration is you have more diversification than you do with individual stocks.
Why do people buy bonds?
For income.
Basically for income.
Basically for income.
No, but many times people buy them for growth.
Well, yeah, they can, but generally...
But that's not the way they should be bought.
That's not the purpose. Okay. Bonds are for income. You are borrowing money from the corporation, and you are a debtor. And needless to say, they're going to pay you back interest. If the interest rates go up, you get more. If the interest rates go down, you get less.
So it's very, very important to understand what you want, where are you trying to put your money, what you're trying to accomplish, and what are your goals and objectives. We're getting close to the end. Leanne, give your website one more time.
Lenander Financial Advisory, Inc.
Lenander Financial Advisory, Inc. Phone number is 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-3997. 5,000.
I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning. We love questions. You can send them into the station and we'll be delighted to take them.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.